What's this morning been like so far for you, for this clubhouse, in terms of following along with the Soto stuff?
Yeah, it's pretty wild. I think most people in here, the clubhouse obviously isn't full, not everybody's here yet, but I think most people probably waking up seeing what's going on. It's, pretty exciting to see, a guy like Juan Soto and Josh Bell come over here, so very excited to see that. You got two impact bats and a guy who's been a great player for a long time, a generational type hitter, so it's really cool to have him on board as well.
What could this do to your lineup? I mean, especially considering what you guys have.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we know what those two guys do, how good of a hitters they are. Obviously it lengthens our lineup a lot and obviously puts us in a great position to be a great offense now, which is very exciting. So I think everybody in here is excited to have those two guys here in this lineup.
And have you heard officially, they're coming? And
I have not heard anything like that. Honestly, I think there's just so much up in the air right now with what's going on. We hear stuff on Twitter. We don't hear the actual real details of what's going on. So hopefully, maybe they're here tonight for the second game. I don't know. We'll see. Hopefully so. Need those guys as many at-bats as we can get them.
Did you play center field?
I have no idea. I have not heard anything like that. I heard I'm DH in the first game today, and we'll see what happens after that. I think it was talking to you yesterday about just being versatile. If there is a chance to play center, left, whatever, be able to do that too. So just giving those guys some options, places to play.
Getting Hader too, and then getting getting these guys, what can that do for the second half? I mean, you guys saw kind of what happened last year.
Yeah.
To have that and kind of boost in the clubhouse.
Yeah, no, it's definitely big. We've added three really, really good players. A shutdown closer, somebody who's started a Hall of Fame career, and Josh Bell, who's having a great year as well. So, those three type of guys here is going to be really great. I think everybody in the clubhouse is very excited to get those guys in here and get going.
Tatis, Soto, Machado. Mm-hmm. How insane does it sound to say that?
Yeah, no, it's pretty impressive. To have those three types of guys on one team in the same lineup, it's really cool. Excited to see that trio hit for the first time. Hopefully in the next week or two.
There's still 5 hours left, so these things could happen. But how different so far does this feel from last week's deadline?
Very different. As long as the tweet is true, like this one, and not like the one from last year. It's obviously a lot different. Getting some real impact players. Not that the guys we got last year weren't. Frazier, all those guys were great. But to add the types of bats and the closer like we added is very important. It definitely pushes the needle for this team for what we can do in the playoffs. So it's very exciting to see this and want to see it all come together and get done.
How surreal is it to be in this position? Because you were here. When I first got here, and tore it down.
Yep.
And you're kind of like the face of the team for a while, and then just to have all the star power here now.
Yeah, no, it's really cool. I've been a part of some deadlines here where we've sold, and now I've been a part of three where we have added, and this one right here seems to be the best that we've added so far, and it doesn't seem like we're done yet. So, very exciting here. I think AJ and the front office and the ownership here has done a great job. They're ready to add any talent at any time, regardless of money, which I think is great. We're very lucky here to have an owner that does that. So it's very exciting to see what we've done, and hopefully now we just need to put an exclamation point on it to finish this year.
As exciting as it is, it's a little bit tough to see some familiar faces leave this clubhouse.
Of course, I think that's that kind of goes with it as far as this game. To see some of the guys in here get traded away. I've got really close to CJ, got really close with McKenzie as well. So, but I think too, those guys are going into position to play every day to really take off in their big league career. So I wish them all the best, obviously, and I want to see those guys do well as well.
How did you find out? Twitter?
Twitter. Woke up, refreshed Twitter, like I said last night, saw it on there. Soto to the Padres.
Do you text any teammates or anything? Or
shot a few texts here and there. Talked to some other people around the game about it. So it's pretty cool. I think it's interesting. I think everybody in baseball is usually on that, trying to figure out what's going on. So.